from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The U.S. Coast Guard launches a major operation to intercept Haitian boat people. Reaction to the move is mixed. Barbados manufacturers welcome tax waivers but want the government to do more for them. And a Trinidadian golfer is off to a good start on the European competition circuit. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. American Coast Guard cutters and U.S. Navy vessels were being deployed in the waters surrounding Haiti today, ready to turn back a possible mass exodus of refugees. Operation Able Manner, as the Coast Guard is calling it, has been approved by President Bush and President-elect Clinton. The operation comes a day after Mr. Clinton reversed an election campaign pledge to allow Haitian boat people into the U.S. to request political asylum. David Adams reports from Miami.
Speaking at a press conference in Miami, U.S. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral William Keim denied that the U.S. is establishing a blockade of Haiti. He said the motivation of Operation Able Manner is a precautionary measure to save the lives of Haitians who might risk trying to sail to the United States. The Coast Guard is deploying at least 12 large cutters and 12 airplanes and helicopters to patrol international waters that begin 12 miles off the Haitian coast. At least 5 U.S. Navy vessels are also being sent to the area. President-elect Clinton and exiled Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide have spoken on Haitian local radio this week to try and persuade potential refugees not to leave. On Thursday, Mr. Clinton said he would, for the time being, continue the policy of the Bush administration to forcibly repatriate all refugees trying to leave Haiti. But U.S. officials fear that news may have come too late to prevent many Haitians from setting sail. Admiral Keim said U.S. intelligence reports have indicated that as many as 200,000 Haitians may be preparing to leave Haiti, headed for South Florida. He said 1,400 potential refugee boats on the Haitian coast are in the water and capable of coming to the U.S. He said another 200 boats are under construction. Admiral Keim said all refugee boats would be directed to return to Haiti. If they failed to do so, he said boat people would be transferred to Coast Guard cutters and repatriated. The Coast Guard has already picked up more than 1,000 Haitian refugees this month. 176 were intercepted aboard two vessels on Thursday night. Since the military coup which ousted President Aristide in September 1991, more than 40,000 Haitians have been intercepted at sea. David Adams, Miami, for BBC Caribbean Report.
Well, some ships are already on their way to the area, and the task force should be in place by this weekend. I asked Captain Ernest Blanchard of the U.S. Coast Guard if he thought the operation could turn into a long-term commitment.
We want to give a message that we're protecting life at sea, and that hopefully there'll be a political solution to the problems of Haiti, and we'll be able to withdraw our forces as the political situation requires.
That, in a sense, presupposes that we could quite possibly in the not-too-distant future see a resolution of the crisis in Haiti. If that not being the case, then you would face a rather long-term commitment.
We have historically kept a significant number of Coast Guard forces in the Caribbean to respond to other Coast Guard mission areas. So it's not a significant departure from things that we've done in the past. It's just that we're concentrating our forces in this particular area for what we think will be a limited period of time.
If some of the refugees, some of these boat people, become a bit difficult to handle, in terms of subduing them, what sort of mandate do you have?
We have not encountered a great deal of difficulty with the Haitian people in the past. They are, in our opinion, a cooperative and friendly people. And we do not anticipate any problems with the boat people at sea, but we're prepared to protect ourselves and to use the necessary force to compel compliance with minimum safety requirements.
If you come across, let us say, two shiploads, one of Haitians, one of Cubans, I'm gathering that the Haitians would be returned to Haiti, but then what would be done about the Cubans?
Our current policy is to assist the Cubans and then to deliver them to appropriate immigration officials in the United States.
Captain Ernest Blanchard. Well, reaction to Operation Able Manner has been mixed. In some circles, it's viewed as damage control, while others view it as being pragmatic. There are also mixed feelings among Haitians, some reacting with disappointment, but not despair. Professor Larry Burns, head of the Washington-based Council on Western Hemispheric Affairs, sees Operation Able Manner and the Clinton position on Haitian refugees as a public relations disaster.
I think that the response of the Clinton administration has been surprisingly inept since several months ago, certainly as early as November. Clinton and his team of advisors were in a position to anticipate that there would be a mass exodus of Haitians coming to the United States because of the rather benign foreign policy position that Clinton constantly presented. So this policy is far more meant to do damage control than as a humanitarian act of concern for potential Haitian boat people. And it now turns out that Clinton has been converted, certainly in the mind of the Haitians, from being a humanitarian figure into a person who cynically assesses the situation and does precisely what he said he wouldn't do.
The Clinton position also seems not to have impressed the Haitian Refugee Center in Miami. Roland Durancy, one of the officials at the center, says they were not expecting